It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody for being tuned in, locked in all over North America, wherever you might be, wherever you live, wherever you work, whatever you're doing. Thank you for being here. This is when the show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Thank you again to you for listening. I hope you had a great start to your week. Hope you had a good weekend. All of the things. We'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours, and we got a lot to get into. NFL training camps are opening up. Jerry Jones is saying wild things. The owner of the Bengals, Mike Brown, is saying wild things. We got Chris Paul back to the Clippers. We have Manny Pacquiao. He fought over the weekend at 46 years old. He fought to a draw. Actually looked good. Scottie Scheffler won the Open. We got the president wanting the Commanders and Guardians to change their names back. Okay. Oh, we had the WNBA All-Star Game. Did you watch? You probably heard more about their T-shirts than anything else. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Later on in the show, we got Calvin Watkins joining us from the Dallas Morning News to talk about some of the comments made by Jerry Jones. These comments that you will hear momentarily. And then we got Teresa Walker joining us from the Associated Press. She covers all things Tennessee sports. We want to talk about, well, Cam Ward looks like he's going to be a shoo-in for the number one quarterback job. Will Levis is out for the season with a shoulder issue. We had to have his arm cut open. It's scheduled, okay? And so if you want to be a part of the show, amongst all the things that we will discuss, feel free. You can call up 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me on the internet. I exist. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief, every place on social media. What a day, what a weekend. Didn't take long for Jerry Jones to, I don't want to say put his foot in his mouth, but just say some things that just make you want to scratch your damn head. Before we listen to Jerry Jones and the other crazy old billionaire owner and Mike Brown, Botcha, how are you? You ready for NFL training camps? You ready for this?
I'm really excited. If I didn't have a little bit of a sunburn right now, I'd be even more excited.
Okay.
But football's back, so we're happy.
Okay. Well, I'm glad football is distracting you from your sunburn, which is happy, which is good, I should say. And you're a fan of who now? The Giants?
The Jets. The Giants are horrible.
Oh, okay. You're a fan of the Jets. Are you feeling good about them?
Not at all. This is one of the few years I have no idea what to expect. So I'm going to expect nothing.
Okay. You got Justin Fields. You got a rookie coach. So, yeah. A lot to figure out with the New York Jets. And New York Jets, once again, in a little bit of a rebuilding situation. And so we'll see what a new head coach and a new quarterback, what that'll do for the New York Jets. As it stands today, speaking of a new head coach, the Dallas Cowboys have a new head coach, Brian Schottenheimer. Okay. They have the same old owner in Jerry Jones. Owner, general manager, local rabble-rouser, crazy thing sayer. And the Dallas Cowboys have opened up camp in Oxnard, California. And, of course, Jerry Jones gave his state of the Dallas Cowboys. And as it stands today, Micah Parsons, the guy who's had like 12 sacks in every single season to open up his career, something that hasn't been done since Reggie White. Micah Parsons is still looking for a deal. Micah Parsons is, well, he's still at camp. He showed up to camp despite not having a contract. And one thing that Jerry Jones wanted to say today publicly, well, he wanted to take a dump on Micah Parsons and whether or not he's going to pay him and why he may not pay him. And Jerry Jones took a look at some of the cash that he's laying out to Dak Prescott. He basically said, I'm paying this guy more money than any other quarterback in a game. Dak doesn't show up to work. He said Michael Parsons has missed some time. And so he basically took a crap on Dak Prescott and Michael Parsons at the same damn time. First, listen to this. Jerry Jones said, handing out these extensions are risky.
Contracts are 4 or 5 years. Okay. There's a lot of water under the bridge if you step out there and do something in the first 2 or 3. You can get hit by a car. Seriously. And so there's a lot to look at over a lot of years that could make a big difference. Have you ever heard of any clubs committing to players and then they didn't pan out after they committed to them? We have.
Well, damn. Did you have to use such an extreme example? Anybody can get hit by a car any day. Of course anybody can get hit by a car. I don't know, but Jerry Jones could get hit by a car. I don't know if he ever... Bacha, when's the last time you think this man walked across the street?
To like get to his car, or are we talking, or like limousine service, or
no,
just in general?
This guy's probably hasn't walked across the street in years.
That's true. He basically has to get a ride to the suite, then back to his private gated community, probably.
Yeah, this guy goes from a hotel to his house to a car. He hasn't walked across. So maybe Jerry Jones might be the only human being who's not going to get hit by a car, because that guy ain't walking anywhere. But the fact is, yeah, anybody could be hurt. And so then he took a swipe at Dak, and then he took another swipe at Micah. He says, yeah, when it comes down to his health, I'm not so sure about it.
Just because we sign him doesn't mean we're going to have him. He was hurt 6 games last year. Seriously. We've signed, I remember signing a player for the highest paid at the position in the league, and he got knocked out 2/3 of the year, Dak Prescott. So there's a lot of things you can think about when you, just as the player does, when you're thinking about committing and guaranteeing money.
There you go. There's the shot. I'm paying Dak $60 million a year, and his hamstring fell off the bone last year. You think I'm going to pay Micah Parsons $40, $41, $42 million? Come on, we just saw T.J. Watt make a boatload of money. Now this dude is making $41 million a year. Okay, we saw early in the offseason, after he wanted to leave the Cleveland Browns, we saw Myles Garrett, he got $40 million a year to go get the quarterback. And T.J. Watt is what, 30, 31 years old? Micah Parsons is 5 years younger than him. He is going to get paid. And why Jerry Jones decides to wait all the time and push things up to the limit, I know the Dallas Cowboys are probably the most valuable sports franchise on earth, but it's just a poor way to run a team. You're running the team into the ground. You're running the team into nowhere. It was just last week that Micah Parsons was on the 6 Feet Under podcast. And he basically said, I wanted to get this contract done last year.
We wanted to do the contract last year. It was just kind of like we wanted to do Dak and CD. And then you go out there, perform again. And then, you know, you would think like, all right, we'll get it done early. We know there's some guys that's about to get ready to get repaid, like Miles, you know, Max is gone. So you would think like, hey, let's get ahead of that. You know what I mean? I just never understand, you know, when guys come into the league and they're consistent and they, you know, they perform well, why they got such an urge. But then there's guys that just have one good year or maybe 2 good years, and it's just like they get it right away. And now, even now, you got TJ and Max and all these other guys is getting paid, and you can't want us to take less because you just wanted decided to wait, you know?
Nah. Because he decides to wait. That's how he does business. Like, don't complain about writing these big old checks. When you write the check earlier on, you don't got to pay as much. It's absolutely ridiculous that Dak is making 60. You could have paid Micah less. You probably could have paid Micah Parsons 30 to 35. Max Crosby pretty much started this whole pass rusher phenomenon, all these dudes getting $35 and $40 million. When the Raiders decided to give him 35 and a half. And then Myles Garrett got 40. And then last week, we had T.J. Watt, who just got paid on top of that. And so Jerry Jones is really, he's laying it on. Earlier today, he was talking about other guys he gave money to, like Terrence Steele on the offensive line, like Trayvon Diggs, another defender. Unfortunately, he's had some knee troubles, leg issues. And he was asked whether he regrets giving them money. Listen to this.
Frankly, should we have waited on Diggs and Steele? Oh, you brought them up. I did.
Well, the other thing is the willingness. I mean, you have players who are, you know, who decide, hey, I'm willing to wait. And I'm going to wait on bigger numbers. And then you got other players who want to be more conservative and say, hey, I'd like to have my money now.
Oh, listen, man. That's his son trying to help save daddy, but putting his foot in his damn mouth. And speaking of TJ Watt, his brother JJ went on social media and wrote this. Anytime you can publicly take a dig at your star quarterback and your star pass rusher simultaneously, right before the season begins, you just got to take it. Nothing makes guys want to fight for you more than hearing how upset you are that they got hurt while fighting for you. Micah Parsons reposted that message. Yeah, you can tell how thrilled he is that, yeah, Jerry Jones said he missed 6 games. He did not. He missed 4. By the way, Jerry Jones, and he's old. He's an old man. What is he, like 83, 84, 85? Jerry Jones also apparently forgot Micah Parsons' name. He called him Michael. Now, you would think if you've known the guy, he's played for you for quite a few years, you know exactly who he is. But he's old, which is another reason why he should probably not be running the team from a GM perspective. Listen to Jerry Jones call his damn guy the wrong name.
Of all of the people that I've sat down with as a player, of all the players that I've ever negotiated with, Michael Parson is as savvy and knowledgeable and understanding of his financial business relative to football as any player I've ever been around.
Okay. And what about you? Are you still knowledgeable? Do you know what's going on? Because the Dallas Cowboys are seemingly, you know, good or average every year. You know, before we got to last year where they went 7-10, they were 12-5 every single year. But they don't get over the hump, and a big part of that is you. And Jerry Jones is not going to get out the way. We know that. And they even had the temerity earlier today to joke about relinquishing his GM duties. Now, we know damn well Jerry Jones is never, ever going to give up these Dallas Cowboys. They're not running them. Listen to what he said when he was asked if he would ever step down as GM.
Yes. Momentary.
How long a moment?
Now, we're getting down to it. Small fractions of seconds, I promise you that.
Why did you talk yourself off that ledge?
I didn't have any trouble talking at all.
Yeah. We thought about it momentarily. Hey, you ever going to quit? I've thought about it briefly. Jerry Jones is going nowhere. The Dallas Cowboys are going to suffer every year with this dude. That's it. He's 82. He's 83 years old. They are going to suffer every year with him. He's a pain in the ass. He's overpaying guys because he wants to wait. It's just trash talking your own stars. Just there has to be a day. And unfortunately, it may be that day for Jerry Jones that the Dallas Cowboys, they just get better and actually have someone who makes the final decisions on a football team and probably be Steven. Maybe he'll be smart enough to bring in somebody on the outside. The Dallas Cowboys are a mess. And prepare yourselves. We're going to have this chat later on in the show with Calvin Watkins. You know, how does this affect Micah? God bless him. He showed up to camp today and he's eventually going to get his deal and he's going to make more than $40 million a year. He's going to make more than TJ Watt is making, more than 41. And the only person to blame here is Jerry Jones. So shut up with the complaining about how much you got to pay guys that aren't healthy. Maybe if you paid them earlier, you wouldn't have to go out there and pay as much. Welcome to the Dallas Cowboys land. It is only day number one of training camp. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. I told you we got Calvin Watkins, who's going to join us to talk about the Cowboys in a few hours. The next hour, we have Teresa Walker joining us to talk about what's going on with the Titans and Will Levis and Cam Ward. We'll talk about the WNBA and its pay issues. We'll talk about some things from over the weekend. Scottie Scheffler winning the Open. Manny Pacquiao, 46 years old, fighting to a draw. We got so much to get into. When we come back on the other side of the break, we'll talk about another nutty NFL owner. This one, Mike Brown of the Cincinnati Bengals. We'll get into Chris Paul on his way back to the Clippers. We got Marcus Smart. He has a new job with the Lakers, a former Celtic, so it'd be odd to see him in that purple and gold. So we got a lot to do. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. Here's the phone number. You ready? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Just getting started. The JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. NFL training camps are open. Jerry Jones sounds sick and tired of paying guys who aren't healthy. He's like, I'm supposed to pay Michael Parsons. He missed games last year. I'm over here paying Dak Prescott. He can't stay healthy. And it's just like, damn, bro. Maybe if you didn't wait until the last minute to tend to them deals and contracts, you wouldn't be so out of luck. Michael Parsons is at camp. And ultimately, I think they will go ahead and get a deal done. Let's see. Speaking of deals and crazy owners, we got to go to the Bengals. Because Mike Brown is in a similar situation. He's older than Jerry Jones. He's historically known for being cheap. And Mike Brown has his own issues right now when it comes down to Shamar Stewart, who just got drafted out of Texas A&M. Not at camp. And then you got Trey Hendrickson, who's had 17 and a half sacks the past two seasons, and he's looking for a new deal. You think about all the money that's been handed out to the edge rushers I just discussed. Guys are now in the $40 million range. Trey Hendrickson, he wants some cash. But before we get to him, we've heard about Shamar Stewart. Gets drafted by the Bengals. Doesn't show up. Does show up in minicamp. Doesn't participate. Pretty much says that, you know, I want some guaranteed language in my contract that everybody else gets. And the Bengals are just like, no. Well, today we got more of an explanation from Mike Brown. And let's just say there's a particular circumstance, a particular reason why he doesn't want to add this into his contract. Take a listen to Mike Brown himself.
If he gets involved in conduct detrimental to football, well, what does that mean? Detrimental to football in recent years has been violence to women. Well, if we get a player who gets involved in something like that or does something that is just unacceptable, guess what? I don't want to pay him. I really don't. If he's sitting in jail, I don't think I ought to be paying him.
The examples today by Jerry Jones, the examples today by Mike Brown, they're certainly not missing the mark. I'm sure Shamar Stewart appreciated hearing that one. He's like, yeah, if I beat a woman, if I happen to be in jail, you know, then nah, I don't get paid. Sure. Bengals are weird. Mike Brown continues on about the guy who is under contract and said that he will not participate until he gets a new deal. That's Trey Hendrickson. Mike Brown had more glowing words, I guess, for him.
It's been a long negotiation. Trey Hendrickson is a fine player. He's a good guy. We want him here. Dealing with him is sometimes not so easy. That's all right. He's got the right to argue his case. We'll try to make sense of it from our perspective. We'll see. I'm not persuaded that it is going to get done. As far as I'm concerned, the sooner the better.
Yeah, as far as he's concerned, the sooner the better. Yeah, he thinks the deal. And I think a deal will get done, too. I don't think Trey Hendrickson is going to get that $40 million deal. I'd be surprised if he did. He may get 40 flat. He's sitting right there with Myles Garrett. I'll say this. The Bengals, they basically sold out on defense last year. The Cincinnati Bengals were putting up points. We see the wide receivers, the quarterback, everybody got paid. Joe Burrow, Higgins, Chase, they got paid. The defense stunk. They were putting up 20 and 30 and 35 points a game. And they were still out there losing because the defense stunk. Like, ironically, here you have the Bengals in a beef with their two defensive ends. One supposed to be replacing Sam Hubbard, who just retired. And you got Mike Brown, who wants to fight with both of them. What a world that we live in. Cincinnati Bengals are ridiculous. And so are the Dallas Cowboys. Botcher, is it any type of a shock that you got two guys who are in their 80s that they happen to be the ones beefing with their players?
I don't know if it's just a lack of respect or just them being out of their prime, to say the least, because you would think that you wouldn't want to trash talk or have a real strong beef with the best players on your team and arguably probably some of the best players in the league. I think it's just I've been here long enough, I know the way around football mentality, and it doesn't work anymore because they haven't won anything in forever. And I guess it's an old person way to think that I'm always correct, I'm never going to be wrong, and it's been backstabbing them.
Yeah, like you got to think outside the box. You have to change and you have to evolve. And at almost 90 years old, Mike Brown is 89 years old. He's 7 years older than Jerry Jones. Like, at what point in time do you actually open up your brain, open up your mind to other people's thoughts? And so, yeah, the valuations for these teams and franchises have just continued to go through the roof, and everybody's making money hand over fist, and that's great and that's terrific. But if you're the Bengals, what have you won? Like, you went to one Super Bowl here with Joe Burrow. God bless him. Everybody's fearful that Joe Burrow might end up like Dan Marino. You go once early and then you never get close to the mountaintop again. And a part of that reason is because of the reputation of the Bengals and Mike Brown. It's being cheap. And Jerry Jones, I mean, from day one when he took over the Dallas Cowboys, this man just thought he knew it all. Fired a legend, hired his friend, fought with his friend. Friend left. They never won again. And Jerry Jones can't do nothing but look in the mirror at himself. It's a shame. We'll see if things change, because you got an almost 90-year-old owner and another one who's 83, 82 years old. Good luck to the Cincinnati Bengals. I think Trey Hendrickson will get a deal done. I'm not so sold on Shamar Stewart. And we know Micah Parsons, he's getting a contract. It's just a matter of when. They may wait until the day and the morning of the NFL season to get a deal done with Micah Parsons. That is just how Jerry Jones does business. Michael will get his deal, and it'll be opening day. Watch. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of getting a deal done, contracts done, Chris Paul has himself a new deal. Chris Paul is going back to the Los Angeles Clippers. Chris Paul is entering into his 21st season in the NBA, and Chris Paul is going to go to where I'd say arguably he had the most success. I know he took the Phoenix Suns to an NBA Finals when he arrived, helped take them there. But I'd say, all things considered, when I think about Chris Paul, I think about him being a Clipper, throwing those lobs to Blake Griffin, throwing those lobs out there to DeAndre Jordan, but then also never winning a damn thing. I want you to listen to Shams talk about this move as CP3 goes back to Los Angeles.
Chris Paul wanted to stay near his family in Los Angeles this upcoming season, and the Clippers needed another reserve guard. They needed someone at the point guard position coming off the bench, so it made it a perfect match, a perfect reunion. And multiple suitors such as Milwaukee, Dallas, Charlotte, all expressed interest in Chris Paul over the last few weeks. But now the ability to join a contender in LA, the history, shared history that these two sides have together, 5 all-star appearances, 5 all-NBA teams, a franchise record with the Clippers, 6 years that he had spent there prior, and he really wanted to see, can he return back to the Clippers? And this is a team full of veteran players. It's a deep team. I'm told Chris Paul very much understands his role could fluctuate night to night. He might play, he might not play on some nights, but the ability to start, come off the bench, be a plug-and-play player, this is someone that could have a pretty impactful role.
Yeah, not bad. I mean, Chris Paul turned 40 in May. He's not the same type of athlete that he used to be. This is someone who's been on all defensive teams, all defense this, all defense that. He's not the same dude, but he did play in all 82 games last year for the San Antonio Spurs. 8 points, 7 assists in 28 minutes. I don't think he's going to play 30 minutes a game here in Los Angeles, but they don't need him to. When James Harden needs to have a seat, they could put Chris Paul out there and not worry about some idiot going out there and turning the ball over. I mean, this is a deep team. We know Bradley Beal just signed with the Clippers last week. You got John Collins in on an expiring contract. Brooke Lopez decided to go to the Clippers instead of the Los Angeles Lakers. The Clippers are deep. They're good. They got Bogdanovich. He's not a shy scorer. He's not a point guard, but he can't go out there and score the ball. It's just a matter of what happens with Kawhi. That's it. If you got a bet on Kawhi Leonard, it's probably advisable not to bet at all. And so, yeah, things look and sound nice for the Los Angeles Clippers. Chris Paul is a great addition, but I'm not gonna hold my breath on that one. And speaking of additions, the Lakers did add a guy, except for, unfortunately, he's really been hurt the past several seasons. Listen to this report from CBS Sports HQ.
It's just in out of the NBA. Marcus Smart and the Wizards have agreed to a buyout, paving the way for him to sign with the Lakers. That's the latest, according to ESPN. It'll be a two-year, $11 million deal in Los Angeles for the former Defensive Player of the Year. Smart spent the second half of the season with the Wizards after being traded by the Grizzlies.
Yeah, the guy played 34 games last year. All right, Marcus Smart is good when he plays. He goes out there and plays defense. You know what you're going to get from him. Ill-advised threes at time, hard defense. And he's a nice depth piece for the Los Angeles Lakers, but they ain't deep like the Clippers. Los Angeles Lakers look like they'll be out here treading water if maybe they pick up another few veterans on the scrap heap. But Marcus Smart sounds nice, but the Lakers still, they lack a lot of depth. DeAndre Ayton is in the fold. Lakers will be okay. I don't know if you want to trust a 40-plus-year-old LeBron James. And that bench sucks, to say the least. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast-to-coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of old, LeBron James might be 40. We saw an old boxer over the weekend fight a 30-year-old to a draw. Got to show some love to Manny Pacquiao coming out of retirement. And then we got a younger gentleman, Scottie Scheffler. This guy's getting closer to a grand slam. We'll talk about what took place over the weekend. We'll get into the WNBA and this, their issues as it relates to pay and them wanting more. And we'll get into it all. But right now it is time to get into a news flash with Rich Ackerman.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We talked about Jerry Jones, you know, taking a dump on Dak Prescott and Michael Parsons about their contracts and what he's paid and their injuries. We heard from Mike Brown talking about Shamar Stewart, who's yet to sign his rookie deal. And also Trey Hendrickson wants a new contract with the Bengals. We talked about Chris Paul. He's signing a new contract to go back to the Los Angeles Clippers. And then Marcus Smart has signed a two-year contract to join the Los Angeles Lakers. So we got two dudes in L.A., older point guards. One is 31 years old and Marcus Smart. Chris Paul just turned 40. They'll be able to come off the bench in Los Angeles and help out their respective teams. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to talk about a few things that took place over the weekend. Obviously, Scottie Scheffler picking up another victory. Now, one major away from completing a Grand Slam. And then Manny Pacquiao, he didn't have his head Grand Slammed into the mat. He actually drew in his fight with Mario Barrios. This dude is 46 years old, still punching people in the head. We'll get into that, the WNBA and the All-Star Game and the women wanted to be paid. We'll get there, but let's get to the phones. 888-710-4ISN. Joe is calling up from Virginia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Joe, what's up?
Hey, JR. I just wanted to discuss the Shamar Stewart contract situation because I don't think the true gravity of that situation is really being understood. I happen to be an attorney by trade, and you know, I haven't seen the contract language, of course, but if it's as vague as Mike Brown describes it, as conduct detrimental to football, well, it has far-reaching effects if Stewart gives in and agrees to a contract with that kind of language. And it's going to affect not only rookie contracts, but probably contracts from every team for every player in the future to come.
Correct. And Shamar Stewart has, through his representation, he said publicly he just wants the same deal that the rookies that have preceded him have received as well. And so, obviously, especially in a collective bargaining, active CBA. Well, they are in an active CBA. But for matters of collective bargaining, when you have the Players Association, what you don't want to do is set a precedent. That's why, in its simplest form, the guys are always out here trying to make more money because they want to make more money, not just for themselves, but the union encourages these dudes, man, you don't take a pay cut. You don't want to set a bad precedent, and having a precedent removed or starting one where you're going to accept less of a guarantee is a bad thing, not just for him, but the people that come after him. The union, I'd probably think, also says, don't do this.
I would imagine so. The NFLPA is probably in his agent's ear and in his ear, and I'm surprised if they're not in the ear of the NFL commissioner and the Bengals as well, because – again, this language is very vague and ambiguous. Who knows what that means? What is conduct detrimental to football? And who decides that?
Well,
right?
I think in Mike Brown's case, sorry for cutting you off, I think being 89 years old, I think he misspoke. And regardless of whether it's conduct detrimental to football, I think he meant conduct detrimental to the team.
Well, but again, what does that mean, right? Because we've had contracts before that exclude specific actions or conduct. Think back to Ben Roethlisberger after his motorcycle accident, yeah, right? Yeah. And you know, the team, rightfully so, built in a clause, hey, no more motorcycle riding. But when it's this broad, I mean, now the team's getting into really an argument that's going to be litigated in court. Because if something happens off the field, if you're working out with somebody, that you were working out with your private trainer, we didn't sanction that. You got hurt, you pulled a hamstring, that was conduct detrimental to the team. We're not going to pay you. Now we're in court litigating that. What if you're JPP and you have a fireworks incident? If you're in a car crash, but maybe they don't like who you were with or where you were or the time you were out, right? These are all, now we're getting into the team really deciding and dictating what these guys can do on their private time and their private lives. And I got to imagine the NFLPA doesn't like that. And they should.
I wouldn't think so. But one thing I will say, and thank you so much, Joe, for calling from Virginia. I appreciate you. I don't think the NFL would give a damn. Like the commissioner, Roger Goodell, he doesn't care. Roger Goodell is getting $2 million a year from every single NFL team. Like, he's kissing the backsides of the owners because they're paying him. I don't think he cares as much. I think Roger Goodell, he kind of butts in when things get on the bad side and he has to dole out punishments. But besides that, no. And one thing we also heard from Duke Tobin. So technically, he's in charge of player personnel, and then Mike Brown is over here running the whole team. So Duke Tobin is kind of the de facto general manager of the team, helping out Mike Brown and running things on a day-to-day basis. He basically said that some of the advice that Shamar Stewart is getting and receiving is bad advice from his agents, his agency. I mean, he went, I'm not going to say scorched earth, But this was a public shot, kind of with the people he's negotiating with. He says, Duke Tobin, I don't blame Shamar. He's listening to the advice he's paying for. I don't understand the advice. We're treating him fairly. Okay? Now, in response, it's been said, Duke Tobin has had no involvement in this negotiation. It seems to be above his pay grade. Ouch. Ouch. Botch, I like this. This is feisty. I like this, man.
At a certain point, but I feel like there shouldn't be this much tension with a first-round talent. It shouldn't be a thing.
It shouldn't be, but it's the Bengals. The fact that they're publicly taking a dump. Duke Tobin said Shamar Stewart should be here. Then Duke Tobin basically took a dump on his agent, and his agent fires back by saying, man, we're not even talking to you. Shut up. Like, it's above your pay grade. Like, what are they dealing with? What, Mike Brown and a lawyer? This is it's the most Bengals thing ever, Botch.
At this point, I'm starting to question if the GM and anyone on the Bengals side is actually communicating, and it's just Shamar Stewart's agent just talking to a figurehead. Because at this point, there seems like there's no real communication. It's just them arguing, we're not going to sign this, and then they don't fix it.
Here's a better question. If you asked Mike Brown what day of the week it is, would he know?
I don't think so.
Okay, here we go. There we go. That's the guy running the Cincinnati Bengals. There you have it. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of being lucid, oh my goodness. He's very lucid at 46 years old. Yeah, 46 years old is not old, but it's old as hell to be out here boxing. Okay, Manny Pacquiao stepped into a ring for the first time in 4 or 5 years. He hasn't won a fight since 2019 against Keith Thurman in Las Vegas. I remember watching that. I was in person. Manny Pacquiao fought to a draw this past weekend. He's always been known for his stamina. We knew that he was going to go out there and swing and swing and swing away. But ultimately, he walked away with a draw. Okay, Mario Barrios decided to turn it on a little later. And so we had two scorecards that basically said, no, it's a draw. Okay, two judges said it's a draw. One judge scored the fight for Barrios, who picked it up later. And so both of these fighters have talked about running it back. Kind of odd to listen to a 46, soon to be 47-year-old man say, yeah, I want to fight the 30-year-old again. But that might be what we see. And speaking of stamina, yeah, Manny Pacquiao, I guess all that running and jogging and those giant legs and calves, they come in handy. Listen to him talk about him not getting tired.
Oh, just work hard, hard work, and then discipline, everything like that. And, I have to keep my body shape, as always.
Yeah, if you don't keep your body in shape, you get killed in a ring, man. Ultimately, Manny Pacquiao said, I won the fight. Come on, I won.
I thought I won the fight. I mean, it's a close fight. My opponent's very tough. But it's a wonderful fight. I mean, good.
Yeah. He was tired at the end, tired of talking. Yeah, let's listen one more time. I don't know if I want to take this advice from Manny Pacquiao. He says that this draw, the result, him fighting, is going to be an inspiration to other old boxers? No, man, we don't want no old boxers. Listen to this.
I think it's inspiration to, like old boxers that, you know, when you have discipline and hard work, you can still fight. And, you know, and I'm so thankful to God, because without God, Manny Pacquiao is not here. God is the source of all the strength and good health that I have right now.
Yeah, good for him, but no, we don't want to see nobody 46 boxing, okay? We don't want to see nobody 47 boxing. It's okay every couple of years somebody comes back. Shout-outs to the alien Bernard Hopkins. Bernard Hopkins came back, and we've seen older boxers, George Foreman, a heavyweight, come back. We see guys who can do it in their 40s. We see it. It shouldn't be a constant thing. It shouldn't be a normal thing. If you're boxing, you should be done by 40. Like, you getting punched. Botch, are you getting punched in the head at 46?
I don't want to get punched in the head now. So I don't see the benefits of doing it in my mid-40s.
Oh, my God. Like, nothing goes in, man. He got some. He got to be paying the IRS in the Philippines because the, I know he ran for office, Senate again, and he lost. And I guess he was like, hey, I got to do something. What else do I do? Well, I box. He should just open up a gym in Los Angeles, open up a gym in the Philippines. Why don't you go manage fighters, Manny? Why are you getting punched in the head at 46 years old? This ain't exactly Chris Paul running up and down a basketball court, you know, with busted knees at 40. It's one thing to have busted knees. One thing that you do not want is a busted up brain. And maybe Manny Pacquiao has accepted that. That dude is, that guy throws hands and he gets hit. And so his style of fighting, I don't think is conducive to old age. Floyd Mayweather Jr., avoiding hits, Manny Pacquiao is not. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back, we'll talk about Scottie Scheffler picking up a big win. And then the WNBA players, they're trying to pick up a big one as well at the negotiating table. We'll get into it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.